a deposit for your future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Well, it's Personal Finance Wednesday, and college students find themselves with more freedom than they've ever had before. That includes with money. Let's get some help in preparing them for responsibility. Craig Bolanos, founding partner, chief executive officer with Wealth Management Group of Inverness and Downers Grove. Craig, thanks so much for your time today on this Wednesday. Why is it so essential for parents to teach their teenagers about financial literacy, especially before they head off to college?
Well, Judson, if we don't teach them on our own, someone else is going to teach them, and that might not reflect our values. And I was thrilled when I saw your topic, because I have two, an undergraduate and a graduate student right now today.
So what are some strategies parents can employ? I've got a three-year-old, so I don't know what our strategies are just yet. I guess we'll probably just keep them upright. But for teenagers specifically, what are some strategies parents can employ to teach their teenagers about budgeting and maybe even more like financial discipline?
Well, and let's focus on your setup. Let's make it specific to launching into college. So number one, you're going to have a well-established budget for the college student. And prepare yourself, mom and dad, because in that first semester, they're going to have 3 weeks worth of money and only 4 weeks worth of bills. And that experience is going to be a divine teacher as they learn about and practice delayed gratification. So it's really all about budgeting, right, Judson? Get the budget right, but then we got to give them some lessons about credit and the value of money and borrowing intelligently. That's next on my list.
All right, so what about debt? How can parents introduce the concept of debt to their teenagers, and what lessons can be learned from managing debt responsibly?
I think the issue really is going into college, let's be open and honest. Mom and dad, let's make ourselves vulnerable when it comes to those collegiate choices and explain how it's being paid for, whether it's being financed, borrowed money, whether it's a combination of cash or education savings. Make sure our student knows how we're getting them across the goal line. And then when we're done, let's have a discussion about sending junior off with some form of a credit card and explain the perils of credit, because far too many Americans get their credit habits starting in college, and we don't want to be graduating college with a double financial headache, student loans and a credit card balance.
So you say junior gets a credit card, not wait till junior becomes 21, 22, 23 years old?
No, we get a credit card, because gone are the days of doing everything with cash. Gone are the days about taking $5 out of an ATM machine. It doesn't happen. We live in a world of credit cards, digital payment apps, etc., and we've got to build the foundation through which our young adults, while they're in that in-between stage going to college, before they graduate. So yes, managing credit, understanding a FICO score, and the importance of timeliness, the awareness of that budget, because when you're spending on the credit card, not taking money out of the wallet or the purse, the spending is just a little bit too easy to get into trouble.
So something, let's go back to something you said, delayed gratification. Why is delayed gratification an important lesson for teenagers to learn, and how can parents encourage that practice?
Well, the way we're going to encourage that practice is actually not giving them a book, not listening to you and I, Judson, on the radio. We're going to instill delayed gratification by demonstrating while our kids are growing up that us mom and dad, we actually delay the gratification, whether that's going out to eat, whether that's maybe not taking a trip because it's not a good time in our business, whether it's holding off, even if we could buy a new or a used car, maybe waiting. I think our actions always speak louder than words, and little eyes and teenage eyes, they're more perceptive than we realize. They're paying attention to the subtlety of just that.
Craig, well done. Thanks so much for your time today. Craig Bolanos, founding partner and chief executive officer, Wealth Management Group of Inverness and Downers Grove.